haunted by the man much given to frank and fearless and usually accurate condemnation of the awful beings which inhabit the world of popular music.
The superhero.
This planet, this cloudy planet, is the Earth. It is our home, the place where you and I live. But supposing we look away from the Earth and travel in our imaginations across the vast, endless stretches of outer space. There we can imagine other stars.
Hello, it's there, but it's locked in.
That's not amazing.
So
high tech.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prague 3.
This is
Groove and Crossy.
Well looked after, is Crossy. Fed, watered.
Fed, watered. Cat is here and present.
Wine is here. The wine for tonight's show is sponsored by Sheraffino McLaren Vale Shiraz 2004.
Yeah, but I've got a big day ahead of me on Monday. So Crossy's gonna have to drink it all by himself.
Remember last time when Crossy got drunk?
I think we recorded a show.
Yeah,
exactly. So much the same thing. We're gonna open up the first track tonight is by Millie Jackson, and it hurts so good. I heard it recently on The Wire. It reminded me of it, so I went up to the attic and dug it up.
A Woman in Pain.
And this is on one of my favourite labels.
I remember you buying that.
KTEL International Distribution.
You got that for about €3.
Classic. Stone Cold Classic.
Horror. I said, hey, yeah. All good.
Quality press. Okay, so take it away, Millie.
You take my heart in the palm of your hands and you squeeze it tight. Then you take my mind and play with it all night. You take my pride and you throw it up against the wall. You take me in your arms, babe, and bounce me like a rubber ball. I'm not complaining, what you're doing, you see. Cause this pain you're feeling is ooh, so good to me. Don't you know it? It hurts so, hurts so good. Don't you know that it hurts so, hurts so good? Ooh, ooh, boy. Please don't ever take the hurt off me. Cause it would hurt even worse if you'd ever, ever leave. Even though sometimes it's hard for me to bear, I make myself whole lot. Cause if it kills me, I don't care. Cause baby,
baby,
I don't want you to ever quit. It ain't no good till it hurts a little bit.
Cause it hurts so good.
Now we're back after Millie. Oh, Millie Jackson, she quoted so good. Being from Sputterky, we have superior technology, so we managed to. We have what you humans call a teleporter. So we ended up coming from a bit of a more exotic location than Groovetown Studios.
This pizza's delicious, though, still.
We still brought the pizza with us. Mm-hmm. Crossy dialed there.
There's cicadas on it.
Really? get away. Cicadas and all sorts. And Pancho was materialised into that sort of panther from the jungle.
He's turned into a tiger panda.
A larger species of the cat family.
He looks at me in bewilderment.
But before we actually arrived here, in this beautiful, warm, hot house.
It's warm.
It is so warm. It's so good. And it's been getting me down, that weather in April in that place, Ireland, has been really getting me down. It's just been cold so many times.
Reminds you of the Prince song.
Well, sometimes it snows in April. It's such a sad song. I heard a guy talking
about...
I heard a guy talking about the... what was he talking about? Oh, they're going to come back anyway. I heard a guy talking about... the fact that they opened up Croke Park and he wasn't too pleased about it. And then he said,
I heard that.
We're going to have Celine Dion and then we're going to have some fella called Prince playing in it. Would you believe? Some fella called Prince.
His last gig, in fact.
Let's not go back to the illustrious leader just yet. Well, tell us what you were doing before you arrived here.
Him.
Before you arrived here, you got give him an anecdote.
I was talking to a second hand car salesman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he was wearing a pretty sharp pinstripe suit, and we were having a picket against the Shell multinational oil corporation to do with a pipeline they're building in Mayo and them robbing our oil and all this sort of stuff and our natural gas and so on. But Mr. Man was having none of this because we were blocking the entrance to his used car emporium.
Used car emporium.
So he was shouting and roaring, I'll get the cops. And we were like, well, that's grand, because usually they're there ahead of us, but they weren't today. And then...
it's about time they showed
up. So then I said, listen, you're big enough to block the entrance yourself anyway. Apologise for that! And we had an altercation.
Apologise for that,
and we had an altercation. I hope the hell he's not friends with a monk again. Big enough
to... block an entrance.
Fantastic pinstripe shoes and a huge belly and a chain.
Do you reckon he's a member of the ruling party? He could be. He's got the look. He's got the look.
He looked accustomed to good times.
He looked accustomed to a feed of pints.
He could be a member of the ruling strata.
Steak and chips.
Your ruling strata in your planet is really large.
Apparently, Brian.
In our planet, thin as whippets. Yes. We like our rulers to be
thin. And
we have no rulers, but you know.
No. But if we were going to have
them. We occasionally elect some people that... We let them pretend as a sort of play game, young children.
Yeah, that's right. But they have to be incredibly skinny and fit.
Trim.
Fitness and trimness. Unlike our new present leader, Chubby Chops. Chubby Chops himself. Likes feed of steak, likes a feed of chips, likes about 15 pints. You can call him anything, but you can't call him that.
Pippo, you didn't even, vote for him, foolish Arab people.
I'm
glad we've left that subsection of...
Subsection of this crazy globe. That was crazy. We should use the teleporter more often to go to hot places, because that cold place was just a disaster.
Can we teleport the cicadas back?
Yeah, we can. We'll get them in a minute.
Oh, here they are.
In the meantime, boy, you were going to pick the first track, weren't you?
Stush?
Stush! You introduce it. You wanted it. You wanted it, so you tell them about it.
This is... Okay, first of all, there's Speed Garage and Grime, and then they invented Speed Garage for students, and they called it Dubstep, and it's boring rubbish. But when you hear the original stuff, you immediately know that you're listening to quality. So this is from Volume 2 of the Soul Jazz thingy we were playing last week.
Oh, yeah, and, the UK mic.
It's produced by Sticky, and it's shouted by Stush, and it's very funny.
Okay, so you're going to hear that right now.
Some girl I go and like them too bad, you know, too arty. Feel like some girl for take off the belt and wrap round them throat and fling them and dash them away, you know. Right in the river banks, you know. Shush! Sometimes just feel so, may I go take off my belt and beat them. Enough girl too shallow and hollow. When they say me, them off your eyes in a shadow. And I'm my own full step, them off follow. They may splash, money one borrow. Two steady tune, I got a no tomorrow. Them girl off to get pop with my arrow. Yeah, my head up like my name was a road. Touch with them body in a tree real barrow. They mix up, in a Solomon Gomorrow. In a the cemetery, pure sorrow. Mama and papa just a ballo, pitch a jar. Oh, that's tomorrow. So good, when you're done, boys my road. Them ting would I get so far out? Would I be a silent eye to you? Like the rascal Christmas carols for missing dollar sign to you. In the world party would I get ambushed?
Oh yeah.
So go no feel them kush kush.
You're wrong.
It's all about slush. Dollar sign to you. In the world party would I get ambushed?
Oh yeah.
So go no feel them kush kush.
You're wrong.
It's all about slush. Enough man thinks they get sweet. Got the Rolex panties and nice panties. Give things to everything neat. When you catch for some out from the meat, where you eat?
Where you eat?
Yes, Sandra mess with Lee. Your boobs still too, so she must get beat. Looking at a grip, you're not centrally. Drop out code, money for the shop on her feet. Next time she want breath, they love the blood.
Tweet.
Listen to me,
chill, well I see.
Well I see. Make girl come sweet, yeah. But don't take off my belt and beat you. Notice only sometimes she want meet you. Her mother won't even greet you. My lyrics are venomous, lethal. As I make her beat you. They call that last time to you.
Stush.
Any world party would I get ambushed?
Oh yeah.
Don't go no feel them kush kush.
You're wrong.
It's all about slush. Dollar sign to you.
Slush.
Any world party would I get ambushed?
Oh yeah.
Don't go no feel them kush kush.
You're wrong.
It's all about slush. When y'all try look at me, me just step in their face.
Don't
you know them have to take a sigh of relief. I'm a sight of a shoe, never met them chest weak.
That slush thinks she's heavy.
Oh please. Let's see, I'm not a bitch, what about my CD? I'm a known thing, so you will get off with ease.
When a fool like that,
why they show them key?
I pay college fee.
I'll teach you a Cindy.
Yeah.
I'm not your honey, you're not my boo.
Just tell her please.
Dollar sign to you.
Slush.
Any world party would I get ambushed?
Oh yeah.
Don't go no feel them kush kush.
You're wrong.
It's all about slush. Dollar sign to you.
Slush.
Any world party would I get ambushed?
Oh yeah.
Don't go no feel them kush kush.
You're wrong.
It's all about slush.
Superhero.
Sarge?
No.
Rosemary, the telephone operator?
No.
Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be.
Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a movie style, and a mob that just won't stop. When the going gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Tick-a-chong, 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 tick-a-chong. Hong Kong Phooey, fan-rific!
Yay! Terrific!
We enjoyed that.
Hong Kong Phooey.
Yes.
Apparently somebody even
did all the moves.
Cover version. But he was a mild-mannered janitor, a little small dog who worked in a police station. Do you remember?
He had a great voice.
Yeah,
he
had a deep voice. Hong Kong Phooey. Yeah, I can't do it either. Mm. Everyone's super
can you
guy.
Do Mutt? Can you do Muttley? But you know the laugh. The laugh. Not a real kind of I'm dying of cancer laugh. Can you do Penelope Pitstop?
I wouldn't mind.
Luke can't do anything because he's been.
I wouldn't mind do.
Phlegm in his
I wouldn't mind doing Penelope, but I never really got the meter in real life. But Hong Kong.
The meter. It's all 4-4.
Is it 4-4?
Oh
yeah.
She was a bit kind of a one-dimensional character.
She was. Yeah, maybe two-dimensional. I don't know.
Two-dimensional.
She was a two-dimensional.
She's
yeah.
A bit cardboardy.
She was a good bit cardboardy. She never won a Best Actress.
Oh my God! Oh no, that's Betty Boo.
I'm getting confused with that other woman who won a Raspberry for bad acting, but looks really good. Came out of the ocean once.
Oh, not Halle Berry.
It is Halle Berry. Oh, yeah, she actually accepted the she accepted the Raspberry.
She accepted the ocean.
Well, the ocean accepted her.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you...
Would you spat her in?
Not,
get out of
no, it'd be my favourite ocean. My favourite ocean track.
Swim you.
Ah, yes, I'd like you. Yeah, please do, Haley. Answers on a postcard to sputarchy@gmail.com. We're without that. The Soviet engineer the
extra,
tonight.
Are we doing the extra services?
The Soviet engineer is has.
She's gallivanting.
Yeah, she's gallivanting. She's off at a book club. They're reading books. Apparently.
Oh, no way. Are they doing Gulliver's Travels?
No, I think they're just drinking a lot of wine. That's usually what happens at book club.
What's
I think
the book? What's the book?
I can't remember.
This is a sort of book.
The book du jour that's just gone, you know what I mean?
It's a book club we inflict on other people.
It is kind of a book club, yeah, yeah. But they don't have to listen to it, that's the truth. They can switch off.
What are you reading, Dr. Green?
What are you reading for? I'm reading lots of stuff at the moment. I'm trying to understand Foucault. Yeah, I know. Pretty mad little guy.
Have you got to this bit about the Chinese Emperor and the classification system?
No, I haven't got to that.
Which one is it? The Order of Things?
No, it's a little small, tiny little book. Because I like little books, not big books. That says, introduces you to problemization within politics and all that sort of stuff.
A good one.
I'll show it to you later on.
A good one is Madness in the Age of Reason.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of Hermione's Bosch pictures and stuff. It's very exciting.
I'm reading that, but it's a very small book. And then I'm also reading...
A primer,
exactly. I'm reading this guy, collection of stories, God Lives in St. Petersburg.
Ooh,
Tom Bissett is the American guy. It's kind of interesting.
I know that.
He talks about chaos countries. And chaos he says countries. Afghanistan is a chaos country. And he says Ireland is a chaos country.
Yoo-hoo!
But he says France
Sputarchy
is the worst
is a chaos
thing.
Planet.
Yeah, definitely a chaos planet.
France, they doused
but
the Olympic
France,
flame. Vive la France!
Vive la France!
Here, I heard it was doused. I saw it was doused again. I was reading it over someone's...
it's been doused more times. Somebody should just give up.
They hit it in San Francisco, but it looks like somebody... It could be in Argentina, actually. I think it's faith in Argentina could be to be robbed.
Oh, yes.
Given the recent social unrest.
Yeah, unfortunately, it can't be burnt. Because normally that's what they do in France. They burn it.
Burn the flame.
Getting back to the theory of chaos countries.
French can do that.
The French are one of the worst... Are the worst possible country, though, because it's a chaos country. It's an order country that thinks it's a chaos country. But Germany's an order country. England's an order country. England or Britain is an order country. And America would also be an order country. But
where does he get his classification system from?
He's just making it up, man. He's just making it up.
Here's something that happened in an order country. They went into some split off the Mormons. A rash of 1,500 people. And the males are all polygamous. And they've got like girls 12 to 16. And they're evacuating them from this ranch.
Where is that?
A lot of them were pregnant, like somewhere out in the Hicksville, USA, in the ordered country.
Oh, in the ordered country, yeah. Is that in America?
Where does he get his classification system?
He's just making it up, man. He's a writer. Writers do that, you know, poetic license.
Okay, the craft.
Yeah the craft. Sorry, the craft.
Respect.
Respect the craft, yeah, exactly.
It's a bit of a crude binary.
It's a binary thing.
You know, Foucault would give the binary short order.
Anyway, listen, that brings us neatly. That brings us neatly into the philosopher's drinking song. So,
Immanuel Kant was real
exactly. Do you know all the words to that?
Heidegger, bits and pieces. No.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go into that, and then we'll come back, and then you can talk to us about who your favorite drinker is at the moment.
Drinker.
Yeah, drinker or thinker.
Thinker, drinker.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what we'll do.
Heidegger was a boozy beggar who could drink you under the table. Diamond you could have consumed Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel. And Wickham's son was a beery swine who was just as sloshed as Schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. John Stuart Mill of his own free will on half one shot, he was particularly ill. Way to his way, he could sing it away. Half a bread of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a backup for the bottle. Hobbes was fond of his dram. And Rene Descartes was drunk and fart. I drink, therefore I am. Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. A lovely little thinker by the bugger when he's pissed.
Favourite drinkers, thinkers? Which do you want to be?
Drinker, tinkers. Yours is going to be
a drinker,
yours is going to be Brendan Behan, so...
Ah, that's so easy. I can't believe you just did that.
Sorry.
Well,
I couldn't think of one for myself, so I'm kind of... keep going while I... Sartre drank coffee while he looked at the waiter and said...
Brendan Behan. Brendan Behan is great because of a number of reasons, but some of his great quotes are, I could never be a politician because I only have the one face. Or the other one was, critics are like eunuchs in a whorehouse. They see, they know how it's done. They see it done in many different ways, but they can't do it themselves. Oh, and that's pretty much sums it up, I suppose, yeah. So for all those people who want to do a podcast and can't, that's because...
Anyone could do a podcast.
Anyone could do a podcast, as Crossy and me are proving at this very minute.
Anyone could critique.
But you can critique this podcast as much as you like. Critiques should be sent to sputterkey@gmail.com. We're going to have to check that to see if anybody actually responded since Prog 2. Hard to know.
Have we got any viruses in our mail?
No, I do not know. But what about that other guy that you keep sending texts to me about, or you send, is it Walter Benjamin or something like that? Benjamin.
The Jewish Marxist mystical...
Yeah, he has a quote about happiness that I thought was quite good when I went to that yoke. I don't know, you talk about it there and I'll look it up.
Was it his thesis, wasn't the Age of Art, I don't know. Yeah,
I got it from one of your emails that you sent me.
We like Benjamin. My favourite quote from Benjamin is the one about progress and the picture of an angel, which is an abstract picture by an artist called, this is very highbrow, Paul Klee. And the idea is, like, he's mad for a Marxist. He doesn't have, like, well, he's come out of the Holocaust and all Stalinism and everything, so he's gone, look, progress maybe isn't automatic progress, not good. And the angel is facing backwards, and the angel has been driven by a kind of wind from the past, which is piling up one thing on top of another, like sort of junk. And the past is actually in the present because it's all amalgamated together, and yet it's emerging out of the present. And we see it as a load of events, but actually it's just a mishmash. And the angel is kind of shocked because he's been swept along. And then,
how do you spell a second name? Benjamin.
Benjamin, one of them Jewish intellectuals. Yes, good friend of Adorno. Adorno and him were on a first name basis.
Oh, there's loads of stuff. Yeah, this is it.
Shout us a quote there.
The quote that I liked was one about happiness. Different types of
happiness.
Some are assigned and some are unassigned.
Oh, look it up in...
is that why?
You want wiki quote. Or just say Walter Benjamin quotes and it might come up.
Walter Benjamin quotes.
Just add quotes to that there.
Okay. That there.
He's a big fan of Charles Baudelaire. Yeah. And he also thought that he was the pioneer of somebody wandering around the city with nothing to do, making observations. But of course, we know people have been doing that from time immemorial. But
shall I carry a little book for myself?
De Flaneur. Is that how you pronounce it?
He says, opinions are a private matter. The public are only interested in judgments. That's a good one.
Yeah.
To be happy is to be able to become aware of oneself without fright. That's the quote that made me laugh, because I thought of you, Crossy. There's a man who's frightened of his own self.
He wasn't a drinker, but he did smoke the hashish and wrote about it.
No way.
And intellectualised on the matter. Yeah, he's a book on that.
I'd say that must have been a real bummer to be hanging around with him. Talk about a good time.
No, you can see the stuff.
This is quite
interesting. The stuff like the angel come more from hashish than Marx, I would say. But
so is he your favourite thinker at the moment?
He's not really a thinker, he's aesthetic.
He's more of a drinker. No.
Actually, no, he is thoughtful, but he's kind of poetic. Adorno, I like Adorno for a bit of the hard stuff.
Bit of the hard stuff.
I know there's a good quote from Adorno, but I don't know the exact quote, but it's something like, there's not much use listening to someone spout on about existentialism after you've been rolled over by Kafka, the wheels of Kafka or Beckett.
Oh,
you read something by them and you realise there isn't even the consolation going, oh, the world is evil or fucked up. It's just like, you know, you can't even go, it's all a load of shite. You're not even allowed that kind of minimal escape route.
You read Kafka, you're in shite. You get steamrolled by it all.
And that's why he was giving out about Sartre, and he was saying, like, you know, you can't be writing these political statements in art, because good art will show you politics instantly, even if you don't want it.
And you can't escape it. The other thing I was going to ask you about, hanging out in UCD, have you met any famous people? Because apparently there's a couple of people doing...
Here we go.
...your courses. Who have you met?
I have seen...
Here's the door.
I saw John Banville. I heard a talk by John Banville.
Oh, right.
Dry shite. You're a lecture two by...
We don't want to be sued,
by...
By who?
The playwright, Frank McGinnis.
Frank McGinnis. What did he do?
Beard. He's a Nordy prog guy. Nordy prog, obviously enough.
poor lad. Yeah.
No, I didn't mean that in a bad way. He's a very interesting character. But what he does is he just when you come in, his head is lying on the desk in his hand, and he waits till everyone goes in, and then he goes, "Macbeth weaves a spell," and half the people, like, their MP3 players fell out of their pockets and everything, like,
because he suddenly came to life. Fair play to him.
Some lecturers, especially from this drama, English School of English and Drama, will actually put on a performance. We have another lecturer called Katrina Clutterbuck. That's her name.
Right.
Her name is Katrina
That's
Clutterbuck.
Easy for you to say.
And at the end of the last lecture, she actually sung some poetry.
Sung some poetry?
Yeah.
Come away, stolen child, to the waters and the wilds. That kind of stuff.
Those are the sort of people that be lecturing you.
Be lecturing. I thought the woman who sang with the Pogues, I thought she was out there. Have you run into her yet? Caught, yeah.
You ridden.
The wild cats of Kilkenny.
I think she's dropped out.
Oh,
she's
really?
A man you don't meet every day.
No, exactly. Be easy and free.
God,
when you're drinking or thinking
if
with
you're
me.
Listening,
if you're listening, email sputterkey@gmail.com.
We don't like our new band, The Prenups.
But we need to get
our
in touch.
Our new bands are disappointing.
But even still, we'll just edit that bit out because, you know, otherwise you mightn't get in touch. So we love your new band, really.
Well, it's just because The Prenups don't let her sing for a start.
Well, that's, yeah, we'd like to expose her talents to a wider stage by coming on this show, maybe for Prague 4.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we're going to play some music.
She
haven't decided yet what it is. But it'll be good.
Will it be a musical treat?
Who knows? It should be.
I think it was...
Thank you. suburban superheroes.
I suppose that's more a personal choice.
And the good news is, we got some email in. I got something hand passed over to me by the Soviet engineer.
Command, control.
Greetings, input greetings from received. Earth. Hi, host bodies. Just listened to your podcast, so now your fan base is up to 5.
Yep.
Look forward to the next installment. A whole hand of people are listening to us now.
Whoa.
One of the Earth people's hands.
Yes, with all fingers.
With all the fingers, this time present and correct, not lost on the top of an iron railing.
Unit.
Yeah. Bizarrely enough.
The whole weird event.
I was talking about stupid things that I did.
Squatters.
No,
there's a social centre thing on tomorrow, and I couldn't believe that Pat Kenny was coming as a guest speaker.
Is he? He's coming as a guest speaker.
He's going to talk about the art of squatting.
The art of squatting because
at
of
the social centre.
Is it Gorse Hill?
Gorse Hill.
The story 1. Of Gorse 5 Hill.
1.5 million. And his beautiful robot wife. I am my beautiful robot wife. We're displeased to see the aging figure of solicitor.
Whatever the man who actually owns the land. But we can't say that.
I hope the Elgoy wins.
They'd be terrible.
Go on, the Elgoy.
Squatter's rights. I'm a man who's only been paid 585,000
Patrick
pounds
Kenny.
Punts a year. No, IEP eurons a year. To ask questions and to never go off the script.
Should I cycle to work?
Or B,
slide down Doggy Hill and get the dark? Or C, be driven in my limousine?
In my limousine.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Of course, I am.
That's stuff that only people on Planet Era will understand.
That's true. Planet Era.
Sorry, world.
Sorry, world.
Sorry, planet.
And sorry, Sputterkey as well. Yeah, we're sorry for that. Because you're not
in Sputterkey.
Millions, because they're not interested remotely in this robot and his quest for extra land.
For the gift of non-understanding.
Exactly.
Of culture.
But it is truly a primitive culture. That's
very
what it seems
primitive.
To be. Primitive.
And not in a good way.
Yeah, not in a good way.
I'm covered in nits and cicadas.
These people are primitive people.
They are.
Which reminds me of another thing, actually. We should do that, yeah. So I'll stick that in, and then we'll come back. So, what the fuck are you doing now?
Uh-huh.
I do not know.
They are clearly a most primitive people.
Thank you for...
that.
Yes, live link back to Sputterkey there.
That was the verdict.
That was the verdict from Sputterkey. News just in. They obviously think that Pat Kenny's not doing the Earth people any favours with his fight for Gorse Hill. The other thing that I thought was quite strange in terms of primitive people. Do you remember we got these
iodine...
He's
fighting for little pricks.
Do you remember these iodine
pricks
tablets?
The iodine tablets.
The iodine tablets. Remember that? Well, apparently we're not going to get any more of them. So
that's the last thing we ever
needed. The last thing we needed.
Meanies.
This is a time when Mr. Frank somebody,
and we pay
Mr.
tax.
Frank Fahey or somebody, some minister, some genius got on to Marion Fanucan.
Submolecule.
And decided to give us all iodine tablets in the event of a nuclear disaster, because that was going to save our sorry arses. In the event of a nuclear disaster.
Just makes your thyroid go a different colour. So they can identify you when they come round.
They identify
the orange baby bags.
This is the orange one. The ones who took these tablets. They're
the
real
orange.
Idiots.
The schmoes.
Can you imagine that meeting?
Load them into the mass grave with the other schmoes that didn't take the chance.
All the schmoes.
They all
mix
in debt.
Yes.
Bye bye, folks. And we'll
that's
get
not
again
the end.
That
should not
be
the
one.
It might well be when it comes to nuclear disaster.
Probably.
Who knows? I was actually exposed to that by a bishop who was telling me about that.
A bishop exposed himself.
A bishop exposed himself to his idea that unless you're a believer, there's no point in showing up. Basically, at the end, you know.
Where are you going?
Believers. Only believers are going to get into the next life.
Oh,
so if you don't believe,
he's a bit of a Calvinist.
That was the question, you know. Do you believe? And he left it like that, hanging in the air.
Was that your confirmation?
It was not my confirmation, it was at a funeral. Where else would it be? Where else would it be? There'd be classic. And I was just, all the time in my head, there was this thing going, there'll be pie in the sky when you die. That's a lie. We could play that sometime.
Who's that?
It's IWW chorus. Oh. I think there's loads of them. Oh. I can look it up. So you're going to play the next song. You better tell us what it is.
I don't know.
Do you have
that song? I can play Claro Intellecto.
Claro, that sounds like
the pretentiously named Claro Intellecto.
Perfect.
It's kind of old school housey techno, and he has some version of cystic fibrosis, so he's pretty sick. So some of the album seems to be about him kicking his clogs, but it's quite elegiac.
Yeah, no, elegiac, I think, is correct. Yeah. Keep the emails coming in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, another one would be great.
Next week.
As long as we stop cussing, because they don't like curses.
Six fingers.
Stop the cussing.
You have to use so many cuss words. Thank you.
silliest thing you did since the last show?
The stupidest thing I did. Yeah, okay. The stupidest thing I did was I was driving along in the car and I had the sunroof open and I decided to clean the windscreen because there was a bug.
Splash!
I squirted two things of up on top of my... So I ended up with hair that smelt off some sort
greasy.
Of apple kind of greasy detergent. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Forget what it was.
And that was Take the Skinheads Bowling. Take them bowling.
What it was.
There isn't a rhyme that goes with the last
anything.
Line. Oh, yes, it is. It does
anything.
Actually rhyme.
No, their version is actually better than
me. Oh, much better. I like them boys. That goes out to Sam and Watzer. Sam, because he deals with the skinheads, he's put on his own. And Watzer, because he's a fan, I think, of them boys.
Camper van. All those type of bands.
Those smart ass
American college bands.
Smart ass American college bands. We really need them. A lot more of them.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's better than filling body bags in Fallujah.
Sure.
So where are we going with the reason why we put that on was because before you had something to do with death, so we thought we might like lift people out a little bit.
Oh, cheer them up.
Because tell them
but what's the point? What's the point? There is no meaning, like, it doesn't matter, right? Obviously, religion, load of rubbish, politics, load of rubbish. You have to make your own meaning, but you can't, you're limited, like, universe closes in from all sides.
You're limited, like, you know what I like that?
Black and white thing,
You know what I like about that is that when you say you're limited, like you immediately revert to a Cork accent. Is that because most oppressed part of the country, the world?
I know. It's also a very strange thing to say because...
Like?
Yeah. It's like, if you were really hedged in, then nothing would be
Yes, that's
get
true.
Get some salad into you.
Get some salad. I'm going to have some salad with some salad
it's
dressing.
The little
here.
Things.
It's the little things.
The,
it's
we've
the
established
chocolate.
That there are no big things.
Yeah, and that's...
Yeah. You might as well just pleasure yourself.
Sound
we'll have instructions later. Nobody else will do it for you.
Pleasure yourself.
Pleasure yourself.
Pleasure yourself. Pleasure if you take one little lesson Measure away yourself. From Pleasure if you take yourself. One little lesson away from today's today's vigil sermon, it would be that you should pleasure yourself. It is the little 5 seconds.
Thought for the day.
5 seconds or the little piece of it could be just at the end.
Yeah,
and then there's also the chocolate. The little bit of chocolate or the glass of wine or the nip of brandy or when you're really cold and you get to take off your wet shoes and socks and you get to soak your feet as I do as I get older all the time.
Your bunions.
Soak your bunions in an old soapy bath
steam,
and a bit of nettle.
Steam rising up. Oh, that's all we want basically.
Incomparable.
Yeah. Eat that salad as well.
That is really good.
It's good stuff.
Oops. So
that was me. Sorry, that wasn't
that. That's the way you should do it. You were going to talk to the world, mad world of MF Doom.
MF Doom.
Unless you want to do you want to tell us about films? What films you've seen?
Films.
Because I've got a film thing we can just
do. Two psychological films. Psychological film one, Lars and the Real Girl.
Okay, hold on. You got to stall the ball because we got a whole intro for that now. Hold on. Happy to have a resident film critic.
Yay!
Crossfader. Who's going to tell us about the latest film studies seen. Situations that you might have seen come up in those films.
Yes,
Crossfader.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Hi, I'm Fionn Davenport from I was just going to say, Lars and the Real Girl, psychological feel-good movie as compared to Funny Games, psychological feel-bad movie.
Two different psychological movies.
Both very good. Lars and the Real Girl is, yes, boy meets sex doll, puts clothes on, pretends she's girlfriend. An obvious premise, could have been crap nonetheless, but actually they used this situation very cleverly to expose a lot of features of relationships, like, yes, what do you do with the other person? Project a whole load of fantasies onto them. You know, what happens in a relationship? It's just two individuals.
Is that the one with
two
the
individuals missing each other, basically, you know?
Is that the guy who goes out with the blow-up doll?
Blow-up doll.
Oh, right,
but
okay.
What's really interesting is there's loads of family issues. Really,
I've seen
that
guy
really
before, that actor. He's quite good.
What's his name? He's excellent.
He was in Ryan Gosling, is it?
Ryan Gosling, correct.
He was in Boiler Room. He was very good, too.
One of the aunts from Sabrina the Teenage Witch is in it as a sexy psychologist.
One of the ants.
And
oh, like an ant. I thought you were
talking
about one of those.
The whole community gets behind his delusion, which is the brilliant part of it. And it actually becomes really interesting. And Funny Games is just the most.
The whole community gets behind the fact that he's going out with a blow-up doll.
Yeah, and it sort of brings them together. And then it raises loads of other issues about the family and his brother and his marriage and what exactly their father and loads of things, you know.
I'm really behind the movies, but I'm going to see something. I haven't seen There Will Be Blood or any of that stuff either. So, you know, the idea that I should be going to have another glass. Have another glass there, Crossfader.
Coffee is drunk. As usual.
The idea of going to see a movie about a guy who goes out with a blow-up doll wasn't on top of the list.
It's better than it sounds.
And then what's the funny games? What's that about then?
The thing about Funny Games is not to say anything because you just go, I don't know, it just blow the top off your head. It's a remake of a 1998 film. Okay, look, the basic
is it so about a guy, two guys who invade a house.
Yeah,
I've seen that's pretty freaky.
It's very freaky, and they also occasionally address the audience. What do you think of this plot?
Yeah, exactly.
And
you kind of feel partially guilty because you're looking at it.
At one stage, somebody grabs the remote control and rewinds it. And strange things happen. And they're very self-referential and they go, oh yeah, we come from a large family where everyone's on crack and we all are having sex with our mother and all. And then your man goes, oh, no we don't. And they keep going on like this quite a lot.
That is a bit weird.
It toys with its liberal audience.
It toys with its liberal audience.
Naomi Watts put a load of her own money into remaking it.
But why make a film
executive producer.
Why make a film that was only made 8 years ago? I mean, what did you see the original?
Because it's absolutely brilliant. Because it makes you.
I saw that. It makes you. Out guy
it
really
makes you reflect
like
deeply on a lot of stuff, and it scares the living bejesus. So you want to turn around to the other person in the cinema and say, "Are you really terrified now as well?" And they go, "Yeah, yeah, yeah."
And they're just.
It's like coming off a fairground ride, okay. And you're just like.
Because maybe it wouldn't be recommended then as a first date movie, would it?
Be interesting.
It would be interesting.
You'd have that moment where you just would grab anybody, so that would be to your advantage. But the, you know, psychosexual torture stuff.
Yeah, that might leave somebody in the hateful place.
That is what your relationship will eventually become. So like, on that level, possibly.
Possibly not. Crossy's available for dates. If you just send it into email at Sputterkey.
The man from hell.
Sputterkey@gmail.com and he can take you to some sort of psychological torture film for the first time. I'll make up for
stay single.
Fairgrounds attraction, basically. Attractions and rides. Rides, different types of rides.
Stay single.
So I have no idea what jingle we're going to put in. You want to play another thing from that madman Doom.
Doomy. Money Folder Doom. Motherfucker Doom. MF Doom. No one knows what it stands for.
Is that what
it
MF
could be?
Microphone
could be. Fiend Doom.
Microphone Fiend. That'd be MFF Doom, wouldn't it?
Maybe. Anyway, I like Money Folder.
Money Folder Doom. Okay, cool. And what's the track we're going to hear?
I don't know. Okay. Probably Rap Snitches Knitches with Mr. Fantastic.
Rap Snitches Knitches with Mr. Fantastic.
Telling all the business.
Excellent.
Sit in the court and be their own star witness.
Is master of the world.
We must hurry. Wait. If you are really with us, prove it. Let me hear you say it. Tell me that Doom is a tyrant and must be overthrown.
I have spent my life.
Say it. You have spent your life serving a tyrant. Doom must be stopped.
I fear you're right, my friend.
The President of the United States is on the phone.
Mr. President.
You're at the mercy of your deadliest enemy.
It is time you learned, once and for all, Doom, the United States does not barter with terrorists.
You never learn, do you?
Here, this is the address of friends in New York. They'll help.
Yo. MF Doom.
Mr. Fantastic. Villain.
What up, nigga?
Ain't nothing, what's the word?
It's cracking, boy.
Same old shit, kid.
Man, rap snitches, man. Shit is bugged out, man. What the fuck, man?
Shit telling me.
Niggas running their mouth. Telling anything. Anything. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Tight profile, low, like A and paid in full. Attract heavy cash, cut the game centrifugal. Mr. Fantastic, long though like elastic. Got my life with twin Glocks that's made out of plastic. Can't stand a brown nosing nigga, fake ass bastard. Admiring my style, tour bus through Manhattan, plotting, playing the quickest. My flow's the sickest, my hoes be the thickest, my dro the stickiest. Street nigga, stamped and bona fide. When beef jump, niggas come get me, cause they know I ride. True to the ski mask, New York's my origin. Play a fake gangster like an old accordion. According to him, when the D's rushed in, complication from the wild, testimony was thin. Caused his man to go up and off the board, hit him again. Lame rap snitch, nigga, even told on the Mexican. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years.
rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years.
True, there's rules to this shit. Fools dare care. Everybody wanna rule the world with tears for fear. Yeah, yeah, tell them, tell it on the mountain hill. Running up their mouth bill. Everybody doubting still. Former, keep it up and get tested. Pop through your bubble vest or double breasted. He keep a lab down south in the Little Beast. So much heat, you would've thought it was the Middle East. A little grease always keeps the wheels a spinning. Like sitting on 23s to get the squealers grinning. Hitting on many trees, feel real linen. Spitting on enemies, get the steel for 10 men. With no brains but gum flap. He said his gun clapped, then he fled after one slap. Son, shut the trap, save it for the bitches. Delicious, rap snitch conditions.
You know what I'm saying? It's terrible. Crazy, man. I'm just analyzing this whole game. It's just bugged out, man. Niggas snitching. Telling on their own selves.
It's a horror.
Fuck around. Gonna get anybody bag, man.
Atrocities.
Fuck around. Get your mama bag, man. You know your grandma used to be bootlegging. Fake hustling, nigga.
Action. Doing our whole mad, crazy doom stuff. The evil laugh.
Yeah.
In negotiation skills, you need to learn these techniques. The evil laugh. You also have to have crazy demands, like, what do you want?
It has a tick, 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 ting, but it stops about 5 microseconds before it goes off, if you cut the right wire.
Yeah, exactly. But there has to be 3 wires, and it has to happen at the last minute. And you have to have an incredibly attractive sidekick.
Oh, of course.
Who falls in love with the secret agent who sent to stop you.
We have all that.
Not that we know anything about formulas. Okay, so we're kind of getting towards the end of the show, because we haven't worked out the technology in terms of how long we can go for, but then we have to send Crossy off to his home pod via one of them bus pods that he gets from a city centre pod on lower. But one of the things that did happen in... So what we're going to do is we're going to play some jazz, actually, to finish with. A nice bit of jazz.
Stroke of the beard.
And also, yeah, it's stroke of the beard. And also, because it's since last Friday, next Friday. Are we at Friday? Yeah, this is Friday, a week ago. Yeah, a week ago.
What have you done?
It was 40 years since Martin Luther King died. And
MLK. MLK.
Exactly, yeah. What time is love? And the man was all about love and spreading it and living your life well. And he said, it's not important how long. He said, it's not about the longevity of one's life. It's about the fact that you lived well. So you're probably going to get a little bit of that in the...
For a Greek.
Yeah, in the artistic interpretation, along with a little bit of art pepper and some jazz.
Great.
Crossfader, what do you want to say?
Farewell.
Try in my life to visit those who were in prison. say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Thank you.